Welcome and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Communication Checkup, Part 2. If you listened to my previous podcast, you know my topic was Communication Checkup, Part 1. Hopefully you took the necessary time to listen, since I presented 5 communication statements that will serve as a guide to you and to your staff. As a reminder, Part 1 consisted of these 5 communication statements. Number 1, public speaking skills only apply to making formal presentations. Number 2, there isn't any major difference between listening and hearing. Number 3, it's beneficial to strive for eye contact even on the telephone. Number 4, the inability to put aside one's own interests is a barrier to effective listening. And number 5, use of a headset positively affects your communication skills. Now that 30 days have elapsed, hopefully you're able to implement the content of that podcast. Remember, I'm always ready to answer any of your burning questions and listen to your comments. Seems like we're ready to continue our communication checkup with the final 5 communication statements. Whether you're a new speaker, an experienced speaker, or perhaps somewhere in the middle, you'll hear helpful information that you may opt to use in a variety of ways. That's my impetus in creating this podcast for you. You'll hear the tools you need to succeed. Of course, it's your choice how you opt to handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. As we proceed, please determine if each communication statement is true or false. I'll provide additional information for you to consider. Number 1. It's best to give the appearance of listening even when that's not the case. Answer: false. Whether we're in the middle of another task or distracted, we don't want to seem rude, so we let other people think we're listening when in fact we're not. Big mistake, especially if they suspect we're not really attending. You see, it's far better to candidly say something like, "What you have to say is important to me, but right now isn't ideal for me. Let's schedule a mutually convenient time to talk." This way, when you say a statement like that, you're taking a very positive route. Number 2, speaking quickly helps hold people's attention. Answer: false. Speaking rapidly doesn't hold people's attention. It can also serve to confuse them and cause errors. When we speak quickly, there's absolutely no guarantee that the listener will pay closer attention. In fact, the listener may find your rapid rate distracting and need information clarified or repeated. Therefore, I suggest you focus on your message content rather than speeding up what you have to say. Number 3, taking notes can assist in improving listening skills. Answer: true. As established last month with point number 2, there is a distinct difference between listening versus hearing. Listening is difficult, so effectively taking notes is beneficial. Taking notes helps keep us focused, adds clarity, and aids in our retention of information. If you happen to need pointers in how to improve your note-taking skills, please contact me for assistance. Number 4, a person who can't be heard is wasting the listener's time. Answer: true. Volume is essential in our communication. Reduced volume may be attributed to low confidence or physical issues. Your goal as a speaker is to make it easy for your listener to hear you by using the appropriate volume and modifying that volume as dictated by the environment. When I coach my clients, I use a scale of 0 to 5 so they can hear the different volume levels, and we may also address breathing so they adequately project their voice. Number 5, we are more inclined to listen to people who speak succinctly. Answer, true. The average person has a short attention span, and we know that attention spans are only getting shorter. This is a function of how much information bombards us daily, so it makes sense to learn how to distill your message so that it's concise versus long-winded. If your goal is to be listened to, you'll want to address this behavior. It also applies to written communication when your message is being read versus being heard. I happen to have 5 additional communication skills that may interest you, so please go ahead and contact me if you wish to discuss them. Consider these remaining 5 skills, along with the first 5 skills, part of your business communication toolbox. Not only will you be an asset to those with whom you work, but you'll also be adding to your own communication skills. That's a sound investment. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.